Josef, fili David, noli timere, accipere Mariam, coniugem tuam.
Of March 2020. Today it is Matthew 1, 16, 18 to 21 and 24, because it's a feast of Saint Joseph. Jacob fathered Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called Christ. This is how Jesus Christ came to be born. His mother was betrothed to Joseph. But before they came to live together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being an upright man and wanting to spare her disgrace, decided to divorce her informally. He had made up his mind to do this when suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she has conceived what is in her by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he is the one who is to save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. He took his wife to his home. Dear listeners, on the occasion of the solemnity of Saint Joseph, I interrupt continuous reflections from the Father Book with a meditation on Saint Joseph, who was chosen by God to be the human foster father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I repeat the reflection of the previous year. The feast of Saint Joseph invites us in particular to reflect a little on the God-given task of a man, which is often in crisis in today's society. At first sight, there is not much written about this saint, to whom such a great task has been entrusted to preside over the Holy Family. But a closer look reveals that in the little that is said about Saint Joseph, very profound indications are given of what we should find in God-fearing men. The fact that God entrusted to Saint Joseph his most precious son is in itself of paramount importance and underlines the responsibility which God has entrusted to the man in family and society. He has been given a serious task of protection. Saint Joseph perceived this especially in the difficult ordeal, when Mary was expecting a child and he could find no explanation for it. Instead of abandoning Mary to public disgrace, he thought about how he could act correctly in the situation, and this shows his sincere and fatherly character. Taking responsibility and protecting the goods entrusted to him, especially the family and other persons, shapes the man in his deeper being, which was created in the image of God. Just as we know from God that the whole course of history, the life of all people, is in the final responsibility in God's hands, so the man takes on his task in the personal mission entrusted to him by God. In him, the way of the Lord is to be reflected, and with this he gives a testimony of God's fatherly care for the life of men. He must also protect the goods entrusted to him, even if at the cost of his own life. And in this is reflected the pastoral service of God, who, in the Son of God gave his life for his sheep. In Saint Joseph we find this attitude in a special way, because as soon as he learned from God that Mary had been chosen by God, he followed the instructions without hesitations. Joseph now assumes responsibility for Mary, whom he takes to be his wife, and for the child that grows up in her. They are now under his protection. In today's Gospel we find another important statement about Saint Joseph, which would be to the greatest honor of all men, and which is connected with the assumption of responsibility and a protective function. Joseph was just. This is a high praise which the Holy Scripture gives to Saint Joseph. To practice the virtue of justice means to give men what they really deserve. The justice that is addressed here is that Saint Joseph was a man who sincerely sought to do what was right before God and man, and that is, what was in accordance with the will of God. And one last essential point from today's text. It is the obedience of the saint who does not hesitate to do the recognized will of God. This too is a way that ennobles a man. Here is not a way of obedience, which might be more a kind of false submissiveness. It is an upright and worthy obedience that follows the recognized truth, places itself under it, and thus leaves its own ideas. It is obedience to God and all that comes from God. Taking responsibility, offering protection, practicing justice, and obedience are four essential attitudes of Saint Joseph, which are exemplary for all. In particular, they show something of a male way of following the Lord.
The communion verse of today's feast puts in melody the words which the angel expresses to Joseph. Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
Joseph,
Oh,